In just a minute, Bill sings Rhyme Proud to Be an American. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Helen, this week the Wall Street Journal reported on a new group of stock traders lighting up the markets in Germany. It's a group of savvy financiers who spend their off hours working as what?
Go-go dancers?
Quite the opposite.
Librarians?
Even further down that spectrum.
Nuns.
Yes!
What?
Wow! Nuns.
At Germany's Mariendonk Nunnery, they needed money, so they started trading stocks, investing in companies that share their values, like Virgin Airlines. Now, apparently these nuns are very good. Like, they knew somehow to dump all their VW stock right before the whole scandal came out about the emissions.
Well, because people were confessing.
That may be it.
Oh, that's absolutely it. People confess, and they're like, we're going to keep it quiet. Oh, yeah. Of course we're going to keep it quiet. Yeah, we're nuns. Sell, sell, sell.
Adam, a new study released this week revealed that only 1 in 5 people mean it when they say what?
I'll be ready in 5 minutes. Because that's how it works in life.
That's never true. Yeah, it's probably never true. That's not it. It's a common answer to a very common question.
I'm fine.
Exactly. I'm fine is the answer. Only 1 in 5 people actually mean that when they say it. The research was conducted by the Mental Health Foundation, who no doubt will be very, very busy over the next 4 years or so. Of the rest, 30% are miserable. Another 30% are just awful. And 20% weren't actually listening and just guessed that you said, "How are you?"
Wow. What a desperately depressing job it would have been to conduct that survey.
Yeah. How are you? I'm fine.
Really? I don't think so.
You don't look fine.
Let's talk about how fine you are.
If that's a survey, I conducted a 4-year survey called My First Marriage.
Oh!
Yikes.
Helen, the world's oldest person, turned 117 this week, and she credits her longevity to what?
Being single.
Yes, that's right. It's weird that that's the question you immediately knew the answer to.
Oh, yeah.
And seemed kind of satisfied about.
Absolutely. I mean, I have to tell myself something.
We should clarify, not only is 117-year-old Emma Morano single, she also says she's lived this long because she eats raw eggs every day.
Which also explains why she's single.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know why I couldn't find a partner, she said, yolk dripping from her mouth.
What is the upper age bracket on Tinder? Serious question.
I actually do know this. They won't let you put in past 50.
Oh, my
Isn't
God.
Isn't that sad?
That is a little sad.
Yeah, because...
Wait a minute. That's like very sad.
Is there a 50-plus classification, or is it just 50 or please go away?
I think after 50, they bump you off to eHarmony. You're on your own.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yep.
That's rough.
Yeah, around Tinder, they call eHarmony the home.